Yep, we're here.
Great. Hang on one second, and I'll have Craig for you. Thank you. Hello?
Hey, Craig, what's up?
Hey, how you doing?
What sticks out about the way the defense has played over the last 6 weeks?
Really, just the confidence and the preparation the guys are putting in, guys just anticipating making plays and guys having celebrations ready. It's just a fun atmosphere to be around, to be honest.
Do you guys feed off of each other?
Definitely. Yeah, we definitely do. We're playing a complementary defensive game. Guys are holding up in the back end really well, and it's making our pass rush get there. And then even when we don't hold up as well, our pass rush is getting there. So it's just, we're just kind of feeding off each other, just letting things go, just having fun out there.
Hey, Craig, if you could, put a finger on a signature moment through the first half of the season, where was the turnaround from what started the first two games to where you are now?
Ooh, that's a tough question. Honestly, I don't have an answer for you, but I would say it was something that didn't happen in a game. It was more so something that happened in practice. Just guys who were just fully committed and things that we were doing now, we were doing in practice, and it just kind of started after we started slow after those first two games. We just started practicing different as a defense, and things just kind of rolled after that.
Craig, do you feel like you guys made some strides against the run yesterday?
What'd you say, I couldn't hear you?
You guys feel like you guys played a little bit better against the run yesterday?
We did. Obviously, they didn't run the ball probably as much as they wanted to, just with us jumping up on the score and they just trying to get back into the game. But I guess when they did run the ball, we didn't let any explosive runs kind of get us or whatever. We let the quarterback get out of the pocket a couple times, which kind of goes on our run defense. But other than that, I thought we played solid on the run game. Just the biggest part is not letting explosive runs kill us.
What kind of confidence does that give you as you get ready to prepare for a guy like LeSean McCoy?
I mean, he's one of the best backs in the league, so he's definitely somebody that you got to be fully confident going up against. And, I mean, he's a guy that you got to keep ball up, because if he gets any type of space, any type of room, he can make something happen. So, it's just – he'll be a good talent for us as a defense and see if we can corral him.
How do you think Kelvin Benjamin – and I know you guys played him briefly, and then he went out of the game in Carolina week three, and now he's in Buffalo, so you're going to see him again. How do you think he's going to affect their offense or add to it? And what are your thoughts on what you expect from him?
Well, he's a great player, so I mean, he can do a lot of things. So we will kind of expect the same thing that he did in Carolina that he'll do in Buffalo. Just being that big target, being that security blanket for Terod, and just being a guy with just great hands that can catch a lot of balls over the middle and is big enough to take those hits. So kind of feel like he'll be that same type of presence in Buffalo.
Hey, Craig, it seems like you guys, at least when we ask you, looking big picture stuff or down the road, you guys all seem, pretty focused on the task at hand. How much is that just, you guys taking what coaches are saying? Or, do you think last year's results have played any impact on you guys being more focused this year?
Last year's results and our coaches just keeping us focused. I mean, you can't worry about whatever anybody's saying. I mean, KB says it best, with his gas mask. Don't let anybody gas us up. You just got to keep focused on each week at a time, and that's what we're trying to do.
I guess just a follow up to that. I mean, how hard is it to, you know, just stay focused when and not listen to that stuff when you've won six in a row?
It's not hard at all because we did it when we won our first game and we did it when we won our second game. It's just something that's become normal now. So I wouldn't say it would be hard, but, you know, I mean, it's easy for a lot of young guys to look forward after, you know, you win, string a couple together. But, you know, we got a good presence in our room with enough older guys in each room, and our coach is just keeping a good job of just keeping us focused on the task at hand and just taking it week by week.
And have you ever run across the line like that with that delay of game before? I've never seen anything like that.
No. I mean, I've done other things. I mean, just kind of raise your hands or something, you know, just to do something just to get the attention. But it was on zero for a second or two, and I'm like, well, I got to do something for them to see that. But I'm just, you know, trying to make sure we get that 5 yards.
Is that it, guys?
All right, thanks, Kurt.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Kurt.